helping you build your summer fun mixtape.
I love it.
Your official summer fun station is 105.7 CFW.
You know, you make me feel so good inside. I've always wanted a girl just like you. Such a PYT.
CFW.
Watching the world wake up from history.
1057 CFW.
1057 CFW.
CFW.
No, I wish that I had Trixie's girl.
Your official station of summer. As the temperature goes up, make sure your volume knob does too. When you think summer, think 1057 CFW.
Woo!
The Valley's fun music.
My middle.
1057 CFW.
Meteorologist Mace Michaels. A few evening storms, mostly clear overnight, and a low in the low 50s. Sunshine and pleasant for tomorrow, highs in the low 70s. And up to 80 degrees, a little breezy with sun Monday. The heat begins to return for mid next week, mid 80s with lots of sunshine Tuesday and Wednesday. Currently at 62 degrees.
CFW.
Wearing padded bras, sucking beer through straws, dropping down their drawers. What did you get? wild bunch. Looking good in a buffalo stance. Looking good when it comes to deep crunch. Looking good is a state of mind. State of mind, don't look behind you. State of mind, or you'll be dead. State of mind, may I remind you. About the bass. Rock this place. What is he like? What's he like, anyway? Yo, man, what do you expect? The guy's a gigolo.
Wrong with your radio. We're just adjusting your attitude.
Okay.
With the Valley's fun music, 105.7 CFW.
Joe!
1057 CFW.
If you could live in innocence, a child, live in innocence. Thank you.
1057 CFW.
The title, largest country camping event in the U.S. It's the annual Country Fest at the Chippewa Valley Festival Grounds, June 22nd through the 24th. 8,000 campsites located next to the natural amphitheater with jumbo screens and a superb sound system. Security showers, stores, and your favorite artists make it a great weekend. CountryFest.com is your place for all the details.
show with everything but Yul Brynner. Time flies, doesn't seem a minute since the Derrillion Spa had the chess boys in it. All change, don't you know that when you play at this level, there's no ordinary venue. It's Iceland, or the Philippines, or Hastings, or this place.
One night in Bangkok, in the world's job buster, the bars are temples, but the bolts ain't free. You'll find a god in every golden quester, and if you're lucky, then the god's a she. I can feel an angel sliding up to me.
One town's very like another when your head's down over your pieces, brother.
It's a drag, it's a bore, it's sweet as such a pity to be looking at the bar.
Crowded, polluted, thinking town. Get tired, you're talking to a tourist whose every move's among the purest. I get my kicks above the waistline, sunshine.
One night in Bangkok makes the heart man humble. Not much between despair and ecstasy.
The game, controlling it. I don't see you guys rating the kind of mate I'm contemplating. I'd let you watch, I would invite you, but the queens we use would not excite you. So you better go back to your bars, your temples, your massage parlors.
One night in Bangkok, in the world's your oyster. The bars are temples, but the pearls ain't free.
This is the Valley's fun music. 105.7 CFW. 1057 CFW.
Fun music for Eau Claire, Chippewa Falls, and Jim Falls. This is 1057 CFW.
Dance all night, lay all day. Don't let nothing get in the way. Dance all night, keep the beat. Shake it up. Shake it up.
This is 105.7 CFW.
A quarter to three.
1057 CFW.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official milk plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for